Welcome to the Dr. Berg Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast. Now, here's your host, the man on a mission to take your health to a whole new level. It's Dr. Eric Berg.
Hey guys, we're back. In this podcast, we're going to answer your questions, okay? I already have three really very cool questions, and I'm going to give you an answer to. And the first one comes from The Network Quest.
Hey there, guys. Absolutely love the podcast. Have a quick question here for you tonight, a question that I know would add a lot of value to them. We get a lot of people listening to our content that are starting up a business, that have a side hustle, that have kids, that have family, that are doing a lot of things at once. And a lot of the time they struggle with their nutrition, then their energy levels get down, they don't feel as good, it can affect their morale. And so when it comes to being ridiculously busy, do you have any advice for that new entrepreneur that's in startup mode, that is burning the candle at both ends, some ways that they can continue to just have phenomenal nutrition, because we all know that it will fuel them and then they'll be able to work more on their project more effectively? Love to pick your brain. Once again, thanks for all the information that you put out. It is awesome.
So this is what you do. Realize that the less sleep you get, the better your diet needs to be, okay? There's one thing, if you actually have poor sleep and poor nutrition, you're wasted. But for an entrepreneur, the main thing you need is endurance, you need focus, you need creativity, you need concentration, and you need a lot of it. Or else, you know, if you're brain dead and you have brain fog, you can't come up with the ideas that you need to survive and thrive. So the real cool thing about intermittent fasting and healthy ketosis is the amount of energy it can give you. Think about this. Running your body on glucose is like diesel fuel. It's going to give you brain fog. It's going to affect your concentration, but mainly it's going to affect your mood. Try to be creative when you're feeling cranky, irritable, and depressed. There's no way you're going to do that. So when you run your body and run your brain on ketones, it's a superior fuel. You'll get more than double the energy and you'll have endurance, because now you're not susceptible to the highs and lows of the blood sugars. You have this steady amount of energy coming from your fat 24/7. So it's a superior source of fuel. Now, the other cool thing about intermittent fasting is you're not eating all day. You're not eating every hour and a half like most people. So guess what that gives you? A lot of time. Personally, I eat two meals a day. Some people go to one meal a day. So it gives you a tremendous amount of time not having to prepare meals, not having to go out to dinner, not having to focus so much on figuring out what you're going to freaking eat. So you're going to have a lot more time to focus on your business. Okay, so the combination of keto and intermittent fasting, for someone that needs a lot of energy, creativity, focus, and concentration, it's a perfect match. So number one, very simply, keep your carbs around 30 grams per day, not per meal. This is a low-carb diet. Secondly, have a moderate amount of protein, 3 to 6 ounces per meal. Not too much, but not too little. Just between 3 to 6 ounces. And then adjust your fats. Make sure your vegetables are very, very high, because you want to make sure you get all the nutrients as well. And then when you do intermittent fasting, do it slowly. Start off with 3 meals, no snacks, then gradually go to 2 meals. And at that point, you're going to have so much physical and mental energy, you're going to know that this was the best option for you. All right? Great question. All right, number two, let's go to Lupus Warrior.
Hi, Dr. Berg. This is the guru, Lupus Warrior. And I wanted to tell you, I have had lupus for 39 years. And the doctors are amazed that my cholesterol is not high or there's something wrong with my heart. However, there is something wrong. I found out a few years ago I have pericarditis along with antiphospholipid antibody disease, antibody syndrome, which is a blood clotting disorder. But however, my cholesterol levels are perfect. To this day, I still don't understand, but I do understand that it has something to do with the way that I've been brought up and the way I eat. My father's Jamaican, my mother's Trinidadian and Guyanese. And we have always been taught to eat properly in small portions. And all day long, we eat very slow and everything is made from scratch. We eat lots of soups and lots of stewed foods. Nothing is fried ever except our plantain, which emits natural sugars as well. You'll have to excuse me. This is my first time with Anchor 3.0, and I'm still getting used to it. My mother also, you know, she has multiple personalities, yet she helped to create what we are talking on right now, is the internet. She was a senior staff supervisor, computer engineer, something like that, with Bell Communications Research. However, she had 150 different personalities. So yeah, you can be really smart, but you know, it doesn't necessarily mean you're sane. Thanks a lot. This has been a very helpful, and I thank you for your station. This is the Guru Lupus Warrior wishing you love, health, wealth, peace, happiness, and most of all, unity. Thank you.
So the first thing I'm going to recommend, and this is for anyone that has anything to do with inflammation, like in pericarditis, the itis, whether it's bursitis, tendonitis, any type of itis, it doesn't matter. That's an inflammatory condition. The main thing you need to do is intermittent fasting. Intermittent fasting will drop inflammation in the body better than anything out there. So you definitely need to get into intermittent fasting for the inflammation. Now, as far as autoimmune goes, that is an adrenal problem. Autoimmune conditions get triggered by a weak adrenal. So you need to support your adrenals. You need to make sure you go on long walks. You need to make sure that you don't go on a low fat or low cholesterol diet, because those fats are desperately needed to support healthy adrenal hormones. Now, as far as blood clotting disorders go, there's some really great things out there that are a lot more natural than aspirin. And one is called pycnogenol. It has great anti-clotting factors, and there's no side effects, and it works better than aspirin. So those are the two suggestions I would recommend for you. Okay, now let's go to Phil. He has two questions.
Hi, Dr. Berg. This is Phil. I just had a question as far as, well, love your podcast, by the way, but questions as far as how to eat, what to eat as far as bodybuilding. You're trying to gain a lot of lean muscle mass without the fat. And there's not much out there for that type of activity. So if you could do something on that, that'd be great. Thank you very much.
Okay, good question. Now, muscle can be grown if you have enough testosterone and you have enough growth hormone. It's called human growth hormone. In fact, bodybuilders inject themselves with human growth hormone. It's very, very expensive, but it will make your muscles bigger. But why not stimulate growth hormone naturally? Why not stimulate testosterone naturally? So how do we do it? Number one, for testosterone, the easiest way is to lower your insulin. Guess how you do that? Get on a keto. Get on intermittent fasting, get your carbs lowered, and don't eat so frequently, and your testosterone will go up. Now, as far as growth hormone goes, exercise, intense exercise, will stimulate growth hormone by 450%. Sounds pretty cool, right? Well, intermittent fasting will spike growth hormone by 1,300% in women and 2,000% in men. Intermittent fasting is going to be the key for you, Phil, and make sure that you don't consume too much protein. I would recommend probably between 5 to 6 ounces per meal if you're a big guy. And make sure you consume large quantities of salad with each meal to spike your potassium, because your muscles need potassium to grow. And lastly, make sure you do not lower your cholesterol, because guess what testosterone is made from? Cholesterol. Now, Phil, if you're concerned about doing intermittent fasting because you think that your muscles will deteriorate or get smaller, it's absolutely not true. In fact, by not eating so frequently, your muscles actually go into a state where they're protected. They don't break down. You don't actually even need as much protein, because the body starts to hold on more proteins and also recycles the protein that you have. Okay, so the next question he has relates to cholesterol.
Dr. Berg, I have another question. I had one earlier. This one, actually, I can't find the answer to anywhere. It's, I've always had somewhat elevated cholesterol, and I've been following the keto diet. However, my last time when I went in, my cholesterol was over 300, and my LDLs were about 230. And My triglycerides were 150-ish or so. I've been intermittent fasting and, doing keto, keeping my carbs real low. So I just, I have read there's a subset of some people that, you know, too many saturated fats can affect your cholesterols in a bad way. So maybe that's it. I'm not sure. I don't know if you have any thoughts on that. If you do, I appreciate it. Thank you.
It looks like his cholesterol is over 300. Okay, normal cholesterol should be like really between 200 and 225. And then you have triglycerides, which are 150. And by the way, that would be a normal level. Maybe it's slightly borderline, but it's still not too bad. Okay. Now, the only thing you didn't give me, Phil, is your HDL. You gave me your LDL, but now the HDL. And the LDL, you mentioned it's 203, which is a little bit high, because normal LDL shouldn't go up more than about 159. Okay. Now, here's the thing I want to mention to Phil. Phil, I'm guessing you already started keto in the intermittent fasting. I'm just assuming that you're doing this, okay? Because here's what happens. When you start to get into keto, you start losing weight. You start releasing fat from the fat cells. Guess what? That fat is a combination of triglycerides and cholesterol. It has to come out of the fat cell. And guess where it goes? In your blood. So one phenomena is that your cholesterol will initially increase after you do keto for a certain period of time. This is not a bad thing. This is getting the fat out of your fat cells and out of your body. Now, one more thing, Phil, that you may want to watch my video on this because it's more of a visual thing, but just realize that the LDL is a bit high, but there's two types of LDL. There's pattern A and pattern B. Pattern A is the big, fluffy type cholesterol. It's non-dangerous. It's buoyant. It floats. Pattern B is the small, dense, sticky type cholesterol that gets stuck in the artery walls. Okay? So there's a special test that you can get to determine if you're type A and type B. So even though it's high, it might be all pattern A, and it's not an issue. Now, for a quick determination of whether it's type A or type B, there's a couple things you can do. So to determine if it's type A, you want to look at your triglycerides. If your triglycerides are low and your HDL, the good cholesterol, is high, chances are you have more type A. But if your triglycerides are high and your HDL is low, chances are you have pattern B. In which case, that means you need to cut your carbs out because you're consuming too many carbs. Pattern A comes from consuming saturated fats and cholesterol without the carbs. Pattern B comes from eating too many refined carbs. So as long as you cut the carbs out, you have nothing to worry about. Okay, Phil? Thank you so much for your questions, guys. And until next time, have a wonderful day.